The most recent numbers on bullying are staggering. 160,000 children stay home from school every day to avoid bullies. One in four teenagers say they're victims, and one of America's most popular singers has become a powerful voice on their behalf. And today, Lady Gaga took their cause to the top. Here's ABC's Lindsay Davis on Gaga at the White House.
At 13 years old and alone at 4 a.m., Jonah Mowry went public with his darkest thoughts. More than 5 million people have watched his video, where he uses note cards to express the anguish of being bullied and thoughts of suicide. Since he posted it, support has poured in from everyday people and celebrities alike. Pop star Lady Gaga tweeted, "Thank you, Jonah, for being brave enough to share your story." Today, Lady Gaga took that message to the White House, meeting with top staff to the president to press the importance of this crisis and seek help for the nation's kids. Gaga began her fight.
Hi, this is Jamie.
After 14-year-old Jamie Rodemeyer gave up his.
Lady Gaga.
One of his last messages offered thanks to Lady Gaga.
She lets me know that I was born this way.
When he later took his life, after being bullied for being gay, Lady Gaga tweeted, "The past days I've spent reflecting, crying, and yelling. Now she's giving voice to bullied children through her charity."
It's an organization centered around anti-bullying, and my mom and I are really passionate about that. This is our passion project.
But beyond adults' efforts, bullied teens are also supporting one another online.
Why so many kids are really using the internet as their personal diary?
You know, to pour your heart out on the internet is a way to sometimes ask for the support that you need, and as Jonah found, to get the support that you need.
And now these children have a star on their side, bringing their stories all the way to the White House. Lindsay Davis, ABC News, New York.